the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Rita in Sligo says, "Ah, Matt, RT has probably started the rumour about the Late Late Show and Patrick Keelty just to boost viewer numbers tonight." Well, you always try and make sure that as many people tune in as possible. But I think it is the case. Elaine Burke, who is with us, or is our, one of our TV and streaming contributors every Monday, I think it is the case that there has been quite a bit of speculation running now for months as to whether Patrick Keelty will be coming back, because it is clear, isn't it, that he's at the end of his 3-year contract and hasn't signed a new one.
That's exactly why these articles are swimming around at the moment, Matt, because there has been no definitive word on what the future holds for the show, for Patrick Keelty and RTE, and it's one of its flagship shows. So the absence of that information creates this vacuum that people are inspired to try and fill up. And with no word, no official word from Patrick Keelty, no official word from RTE on what that future is, you're going to have rumours and guesses and all filling that space.
But can we take it, though, that given the audience numbers it still brings in and given the advertising revenue that it brings in, that there will definitely be a Late Late Show next September, irrespective of who the host might be?
Absolutely. Like, I would describe the Late Late audience figures as solid. You know, they're not where they were in the heyday, but I don't think any kind of programmes of that kind of light entertainment vein are where they were in the heyday, when there was less competition for eyeballs as there is now. And he has been delivering as a host. I mean, my personal preference, I think he's been the best of the ones since the Gay Byrne era. And his toy shows are very fondly looked upon as well. And that's one of the biggest shows that RTE does each year. But my estimation would also be that the Late Late Show is the staple there, and it's not necessarily the host. You absolutely need a competent, confident pair of hands to place it in. But it's not that those shoes are too big to fill, I don't think. It could be that Patrick Keelty is done after 3 years and has the shortest tenure as a host and did a great job there, and that they move on. And that's the decision that has to be made. And if they're in this position, as they have been for a long time, of trying to cut costs, that might seem like the most logical leap forward, is to give this as an opportunity to someone maybe who's already part of their organization, to give them that boost, allow them to be that safe pair of hands, and know that this is already this audience is kind of already captured.
Okay, Brenda Parr, columnist for the Irish Daily Mail, you were writing about this today. For all the people who are captured in the audience, that number does seem to be over the years falling quite significantly, but still not at the point where the programme should be stopped, is it?
I mean, I get Elaine's point there that, you know, you have a set audience who will switch on the Late Late Show on a Friday night regardless. I mean, that is just part of their Friday night routine. And I think that is what is sustaining a lot of the figures over the years. Because, I mean, certainly there is no question that it is not a shadow of the show that it was in Gay Byrne's time, or even Pat Kenny's time, in fact. Because it is so scripted, it is so staged, it is so clearly rehearsed and safe that you know, I know we've had this conversation before, Matt, on your podcast, that I think that there is an appetite for a proper discussion programme, a real debate on the issues of the day. Not talking about prime time where you bring somebody in, sit them down and interview them, but actually, you know, people sitting around on a panel, as in Gay Byrne's day, and discussing an issue unscripted, without being told what they're going to be asked or what they're going to say, and without auto cues. And I think that the reality of that sort of curating that goes on with the show at the moment is visible in you know, on to any viewer, that there's nothing spontaneous.
Brenda, discussions about what? Because, you know, Elaine has just described it as a light entertainment show where, you know, celebrities get interviewed and things like that. Because what you're saying suggests, you know, maybe it used to be that big serious issues of the nation were debated back in Gay Byrne's time, but you didn't have the amount of other TV talk shows that there are now. In fact, you didn't have the amount of radio discussion back in previous, in Gay Byrne's time, that now is across the airways here and at various other stations for everyone to have, where every topic is well discussed before you get to Friday evening. And people might want to say, leave away with that, give us something else.
Well, where is it discussed? I mean, where do you actually hear a subject discussed on television, for instance? And I mean, the difference between television and radio is this. Radio is a solitary experience. Most people listen to radio on their own. Television, by contrast, is usually watched in company, usually with your family, whoever's in the house, telly is on. And in those circumstances, the possibility of a debate, of a discussion igniting even in your home is much greater than it is on the radio. So there is no forum for that kind of sort of an appointment to view, almost, where a subject that, yeah, you may have heard during the week, you may have heard fleetingly on one of the many forums that you're listening to, podcasts, radio, in and out of, dipping in and out of the various channels that you might be listening to, or newspapers, or online, social media, whatever. But to sit down and actually have a proper discussion and hear people, not necessarily experts on the subject, maybe sometimes, but hear a proper debate between people of conflicting views. I still think that there's an appetite for that. The Late Late Show has long since abandoned any pretense of subjects like that. And I think that's a shame, because I think Irish people do actually love a good old row.
Okay, what do you make of that, Elaine?
I think I know from it being such a staple in Irish culture that that is in the history of the Late Late Show. But in my living memory, that's not really what it's been. So it's been a very long time since it has been that show. So this isn't like a new change that it's become more of this light entertainment. And it's the same with the UK chat shows as well. Like, we're a long way away from the days of Parkinson being one of the leading chat show hosts. And now it's Graham Norton. And it is very contrived. And it is very, here's an anecdote that I prepared earlier. But that is the nature of how this form of media has gone. And if you're trying to turn the tide on that, you're turning against like a decades of trends. And maybe what Brenda's looking for is something that is filling a new space there. And I do agree. I can't think of a show that is doing that right now on television in Ireland. So there is absolutely an opportunity there. Whether that's the Late Late Show or not, I don't know, because at this point in its trajectory, that would be a massive pivot away from what it currently sits as.
Elaine, if Ryan Tuberty was the previous host, if Patrick Keelty was to go, who would you want to replace him?
That's so funny. Are you revealing your pick there, Matt?
No.
<That's slim. laughs> But I would love to see it handed over to someone for whom this could be a huge launchpad and opportunity, because I think that's, they haven't really taken huge with the hosts of it as well. But the Late Late Show, because it has almost like what it looks like now, a guaranteed audience, no matter who it hands over to, it could be a huge opportunity for someone. And it has never been a woman. So it would be nice if someone like maybe Jennifer Zamparelli or Dieran Garrahy was slotted in there, because they're great on the light entertainment side of things. And they're both very experienced hosts, and it could be a new challenge for one of them. And to show that there isn't this glass ceiling at this organization, that the highest spot could be occupied by a woman. I think that would be a good sign.
Okay, what do you think, Brenda? Because yeah, I think Patrick Keelty actually is highly accomplished. And I think maybe if he was given the freedom that perhaps hasn't been allowed to him because, as you say, of a scripted format, he could be brilliant at it. But if it isn't going to be him, who do you think?
Well, as I was saying in the mail today, I think Oliver Callan would do a brilliant job. I know he's in-house. But also, if you listen to him, he's not afraid to have a pop at RTE, and I think they'd have a hard job confining him to a script and to a here's what you're going to be asked, here's what you're going to say type of format for a supposed discussion. I mean, as I said, I've been on the Late Late Show with Ryan Tuberty in what was meant to be a discussion of a topical subject, and it was a joke, really. We were told what we were going to be asked, and we were told what we were going to answer. So that's not how you have a debate. So either you do it right or you don't do it at all. It seems to me that in Patrick Keelty's time, they decided just not going to do that. We're going to go for whatever B-list celebrities we can find hanging about, lots of pre-recorded stuff, no element of anything resembling controversy or surprise. I wonder how many people sit through it all the way through. I don't think I ever have. We watch the toy show religiously, that's about it. I think most people dip in and say, I've seen her on a million times before, and switch off again. I don't know whether those count as viewership figures, but I mean, there's nothing that makes it compelling viewing anymore. And I do not think that that necessarily we need to throw our hands in the air and say, well, those days are gone. I don't believe that they are. I mean, as I was mentioning to you, the program that Brendan O'Connor used to host, Cutting Edge. I mean, that was hugely popular. It got tremendous figures on a 9:30 on a Wednesday. And that was just four people, not necessarily experts, just four because of nobodies really, discussing issues of the week or issues that caught their eye. And there was huge support, huge enthusiasm for that. Very simple. And I always felt about that. I was on it a few times, but that watching it at home, you nearly felt like you were on the panel yourself, sitting at home discussing it with your family. I think that there's still a place in Irish television for that kind of a discussion programme. Okay. And we don't have it, and the Late Late Show is never going to be that.
Brenda Parr, Elaine Burke, thank you.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.